If you think you don't have a greedy money mindset because you love Jesus, think again. Welcome back to our Biblical Money Mindset series, where I explain what Biblical Money Mindset is all about, and we go into the heart of our financial belief and habits. In today's episode, I want to shine some light on a topic that affects even the most devoted believers, which is greed. And many of my clients, when I see that word, they straight away say, no, I'm not greedy. But listen in, because you may be surprised. I want to show you how it can easily sneak in into our life, particularly now that you're a Christian female entrepreneur, even though you love Jesus very much. So let's dive in. Hi, I'm Reina, Christian Money Mindset and Fun Money Habit Coach, and welcome to the Fun Money Habit Podcast. You will not be able to steward money wisely, earn without fear, and go to the next level financially if you believe that money is evil and being wealthy is bad. Let's talk about money from a biblical perspective and learn what the Bible says about it so you can reach your personal finance goal while keeping your heart on Jesus. If you are a Christian female entrepreneur who wants to seek God first, earn more without fear, leave debt free, build up your savings, and make an impact, you are in the right place. It's time to uncover the limiting belief and the self-sabotaging habit that are keeping you stuck financially and let God heal your relationship with money. So grab your Bible, a pen and paper, and let's do this. Today is the third episode of the Money Mindset mini-series. The first episode, we talked about what is biblical money mindset. Second episode, the five signs of a poverty money mindset. And now for the third episode, let's uncover the subtle yet potential presence of greed in our lives. Despite our best intention, even as Christian entrepreneur, we can make money an idol in our life and business without even realizing it. It happened to me and a few of my clients. So let's dig deeper into the sign and implication of a greedy money mindset. I'm wondering, have you ever stopped and considered the role your current money mindset plays in your financial success? Your money mindset is a combination of your attitude, your belief, and perception about money, and it has a profound impact on your financial outcome. Whether you realize it or not, your money mindset influences how you earn, sell, spend, save, and give money. It shapes your financial decision and behavior. Ultimately, it determines your level of financial success. If you are listening to my podcast, this means that you are a Christian female entrepreneur, deeply committed to your faith. You love Jesus and your business is your ministry. But beneath the surface, something is going on that you may not recognize yet as greed. It's not always as obvious as you may think. Sometimes it's this quiet whisper in our heart that leads us astray. I was working with a client last week, and during our session, she recognized that greed has sneaked in as it became apparent in her behavior and in how she felt about earning and spending money. She told me, "Oh no, that's a sin. This is really bad. Please don't panic. We are doing all this work so you can identify what needs to change. Then we can repent and shift our money mindset with God's word so we can keep our heart and our mind focused on Him and let God renew our mind. And remember the gospel, because there's no condemnation in Christ." All right? So that's the things I want you to know first. Now, let's define a greedy money mindset for a Christian female entrepreneur. If I ask you, what exactly is a greedy money mindset? Would you say it's about having a Scrooge McDuck vault full of golds? It's an insatiable desire for more at the expense of others. It's putting money and material possessions above all else. even if it means sacrificing our value or hurting those around us. This could be how you perceive a greedy money mindset. That definition is okay. And it kind of makes me think of Matthew 6:24, where Jesus himself warned us, saying, "No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." This verse reminds us that our priorities matters, and greed will put money in the driver's seat. But there is another definition which truly impacts us as Christian female entrepreneurs who love God. And this is how I defined it. I believe greed wears different masks. It's not just about amassing wealth for its own sake. It's about believing that money will fill the voids in our life, bring us happiness, and validate our worth. It's striving with our own strength instead of trusting in God's plan and timing. It's doing things for the praise of the world, and we may also tell ourselves, "If only I had a little more, then I would be content." Can you relate with that definition a little bit better? I understand it can be difficult to confront our faults and sins, but we need the truth to set us free. In Proverbs 11:28, it says, "Those who trust in their riches will fall, but the righteous will thrive like a green leaf." Trusting in our wealth rather than in God is a recipe for disaster and ultimately leads to our downfall. So when I explain that definition to my clients, they have started to notice how they may have let greed sneak into their life. Let go of the idea that being greedy is being like Scrooge McDuck and just accumulating all of those gold coins and not wanting to share with anyone. That's not what I mean when I say a greedy money mindset. It's really about your heart posture and your attitude when it comes to what you do, your priorities in your life. And that's what I mean by a greedy money mindset. Now, how does this greedy money mindset affect our business and relationship? When we believe that money equals happiness, we become consumed by the pursuit of wealth. We overwork ourselves, neglecting our well-being and relationship in the process. We compare ourselves to others in our niche, feeling jealous and even anxious when they succeed. And worst of all, we compromise our value and integrity in the relentless pursuit of profit. In terms of our finance, a greedy money mindset often results in poor money habits. We may overspend in an attempt to impress others or to fill the void left by our insatiable desire for more. This can lead to financial instability, debt, and ultimately a sense of emptiness and dissatisfaction as you realize that material wealth alone cannot bring the true fulfillment you're after. As a Christian female entrepreneur, our business are meant to be a reflection of God's love and grace. But when greed takes hold, we lose sight of that higher purpose and damage our impact, relationship, and well-being. So how do you know if you have fallen into the trap of a greedy money mindset? Here are three signs to watch out for. Let's look at your thinking pattern first. Do you believe that money will solve all your problems? Do you constantly strive to make more money thinking it will bring you happiness and validation? This thought may indicate that greed has taken root in your heart. Now let's look at your emotion. Pay attention to how you feel about your business and finance. Do you feel worthless when your business isn't making enough money? Do you feel anxious and jealous when others in your niche succeed? Those emotions could be red flag of your greedy money mindset. And lastly, let's look at your behavior. Do you overwork yourself, neglecting rest and family time and also time with God because you want to complete your to-do list and get the next client? Do you spend money to impress others or give in order to receive more in return? Do you believe that the more you give, then the more God owes you something and must give you more than you have given? This behavior may be driven by a greedy desire of wealth and success and a very misinterpretation of who God is and who we are as well. As you look back at those three signs, let's remember the word of Ecclesiastes 5:10. And this is what it says. True happiness doesn't come from wealth. It comes from a deep, abiding relationship with God. Let's turn our heart away from greed and toward the source of true fulfillment. And that's Jesus. So here you have it. Now you know what I mean when I talk about a greedy money mindset. And it doesn't just look like Scrooge McDuck at all. I hope you can now see that subtle yet very important thing to notice in your finance, in your life right now, because greed may have sneaked in and you're not even aware of it. So to recap, in today's episode, we peeled back the layer on greedy money mindset. We looked at the definition, the impact, and also the warning sign. Remember, greed isn't just about money, it's a matter of the heart. So let's guard our heart diligently, keeping our eyes fixed on the true source of wealth, which is our Heavenly Father and Jesus. We have looked at the subtle yet powerful presence of greed in the life of Christian entrepreneur and how you can start paying attention to the sign so you don't fall any further. We also looked at the impact it has right now if you have a greedy money mindset in your health, in your relationship, your business. And if we don't pay attention to those signs, greed can wreak havoc if it's left unchecked. But again, if you are ready and willing to change with awareness and a willingness to align your priorities and to break free from that love of money and that desire to be like the world, you can find true joy in God's grace. So if you are not sure about your money blocks and what could be in the way of you becoming a faithful steward of God's resources, make sure you join the free 30-minute masterclass Discover Your Money Block. It will be the first step to help you on your journey to transform your relationship with money and shift your money mindset with biblical principle. So again, thank you for joining episode 3 of the Biblical Money Mindset series, and stay tuned to the next episode where you will learn all about the scarcity money mindset. Until next time, thank you again. You take care. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode, please let me know by leaving a review, and don't forget to share the podcast so others can find it too. If you're ready to steward your money wisely and shift your money mindset, jump on a free call so you can get some clarity on what you should be doing next to reach your money goal, become financially confident, and honor God. I cannot wait to talk to you. It's time to create fun money habits, let go of your money blocks, and let God heal your relationship with money. But remember, true wealth is found in Christ alone. Have a blessed day.